USA Chat with Sat, July 28, 2020.
Hi guys.
Hi Satyan, welcome. We are so blessed, so grateful that you joined us. Everybody has come in and they signed on Slack. So we have their names on Slack.
Perfect. Hi everybody. Very happy to be with all of you and have this moment together and just talk about good stuff and feel joy and happiness. Pranaja, you can start.
That when you said happiness, I can't resist saying that your happiness itself, just the, I mean, knowing that you're coming, hearing your voice, being at your presence, you're so happy, just amazing, and so grateful because of that.
Thank
you, Aziza. Every time you come here, and I mean, you make the rest of the day and the week for us.
Merci. If anybody would like to share their joy or their confusion about any specific thing, or this is everybody's time. So I encourage, but if you have a question, please make sure it is a question that is really, really important for you, and it's something that you have been pondering upon and need a little bit of light on it. No leisure questions, please, because if we do that, then it doesn't benefit everybody on the phone, and I think we are mature enough now to ask a question that we really want to know the answer, like the questions on Most Precious. That was, every question was a dying importance to me. So I welcome this type of questions or any type of inspirational sharing about anything, any part of your life that you would like to, or any improvement or any, you know, expansion that you would like to share with others, or even a divine dreams, if you had any divine dreams you would like to share. So at that, I wait for everybody.
بچونم سلام، من تامینم.
سلام تامینه جان.
میخواستم سوال من، سوال اول مستشسه. اگر pain and suffering خلق نشده با خداوند، پس چرا وجود داره؟ چرا feelish میکنیم؟ من الان for the past 5 weeks I've been suffering the excruciating pain and I can hardly meditate. I mean, I thought I've been in this path long enough that I can, you know, stop the pain and meditate, but I really can't. I can't even stop. I've been starting all of these meditation that I know, but in the middle of it, pain is so tough and hard that I can't continue. I just want to know, why is that? Why I can't meditate? and why I can't stop the pain and see the pain far away from me.
Well, first I want to say that I'm really sorry that you're experiencing that much pain.
Thank you.
And second, the first question talks about going beyond the mind. And that is sometimes very hard to do that, beyond the mind, meaning that to be able to really watch whatever is happening without any resistance. And going into silence. I don't know. I really don't know why it is the way it is. And I know that in Most Precious says why it talks about prayers, why they don't get answers sometimes. It said, what should they? It's simply saying acceptance again. I know in my heart that this time for you will pass, but I'm sorry you're experiencing that. And
the less you make it concrete, give it reality, the easier it is to get rid of it.
So if you can just convince your mind that this is not as impossible as you think it is to heal yourself, that would really, really help to not go in the position of, you know, losing your strength of standing up. And this is what I've been trying to encourage you with, that yes, there is a pain and it is very hard. As you say, I can, you know, hear it in your voice. But nevertheless, make a little of it. Make sure that you don't give it the importance that it is demanding of you. One of the ways that really helps is to go against what is trying to communicate with you. And if standing up is hard for you, make sure you stand up. Walking is hard for you, make sure you walk. And little by little, I'm sure that you find the strength to really help this situation. And if not, it'll go away anyway. Nothing stays the same. You know that. So hang in there, and we send you love and support, and I think that's all I can say at this time.
Thank you, Azita. I love you.
I love you, too.
Jai Ram, sir. This is Kumud.
Jai Ram, Kumud.
As always, I have three questions.
Perfect.
As I'm reading more, and whenever I have a question, I just write it down and hoping, you know, that I get a chance to ask you. This one, I've been reading, and a lot of the time you're talking about the universal mind and the individual mind. Mm-hmm. And I think I understand it, the individual mind, but I'm having a hard time understanding the universal mind. What is it and what's the difference between them?
Individual mind would be the activity that you're directly getting from your mind. Universal mind is collective of all the activity that happens in the consciousness, because there is one consciousness, so there is one knowingness of this world, and it's just collective. And I give you an example. Say you put let me see what I can give you that is really, sometimes there is a maybe discomfort or a fear comes, and it has a good individual reason, but sometimes you might, at this time of the world, there is a collective type of fear that is going on and confusion that is going on. And this is why we add it to our satsang so much, that sometimes when we are, vulnerable about it, it can affect us, and we say, what happened? It didn't seem to bother me personally. So that's the collective mind. It's the collective of all the thinking, the vibe of all the thinking that happens. And like I said, the satsang, that's why we added satsang and more meetings and more silence time, because that's the only way we really can help the collective universal mind. And to say it in another way also, having said that, a collective joy the same way, it happens, when a lot of people come together with joy, it really is important, or people come in the name of God, it really is effective. Go ahead with your next question. I'm glad you're doing that.
Mm-hmm. In the Art of Living article publication, you had said, we're cleaning out tunnels from both ends. But I didn't see more details on that, so I was wondering if you could explain that, please.
I really don't know. I don't think I've used that before or after, so it must have been for that moment. I wonder if the article can help a little bit more, but if I had to guess it, as we find more truth, the less faults will affect us. So that could be the meaning of doing it at both ends. Or when we drop the false, the truth begins to penetrate. I couldn't answer any more than that.
I do have a paragraph that I saved on that, just mm-hmm. in case. And on there it mm-hmm. says, you're saying, what I mean is that rather than sitting in your home when you constantly remember home, at the office, or with your friends, thoughts come and you open your home with stop. This is why I say that we are cleaning our tunnel from both ends, both from sitting in our silence and getting wisdom and peace, and by learning how this peace can be with us without the feeling that we're sitting in peace.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's now I understand. That would be that it would be what Jesus said, be in the world but not of it. So when you carry your silence with you, that a state of beingness with you, and you pay attention at it, even though when you're talking to other people, that really does happen. And you're involved and you hear them and you can answer automatically the most wisest way, because you are so in touch with that silence, with that isness, that it affects your daily life. Yeah. Go ahead, Kumud.
I just wanted to add to that for that, when I, after I read that, and then doing Are You With Me, is just so powerful, and I just want to say thank you so much.
I'm so glad that you are so interested for your own freedom. That makes me that gives me a lot of joy that nothing is being wasted. And yes, it does. It Are You With Me is immediate connection, and the more you do it, the more you want to do it. And somehow it gets to the point that it begins to run your life much less effort. Things comes to you much, much easier because of that connection.
Yes, I do feel the joy and all the happiness, and I feel it around me and around people around me too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
My last question was, there a couple of times there was a mention of four brothers. So I had asked Gopi to send me the article on that, and so she did, and I read about it. But there was one part in there that I was having a hard time understanding, was the last brother, the soul brother, or soul. You had mentioned that soul brothers or relatives help during the journey, but then they also create obstacles. And if I'm thinking, are tools also like our soul relative or soul brother, but how can they create obstacles if they're helping us in our journey? Or am I not understanding that part?
No, you're understanding what you read. I am not understanding what I meant. I would dismiss it because I think, again, it had to do with my audience. Oh, yeah, I got it. Your soul brother causes obstacle until you find your way. In other words, if it does not give you a little bit of push and discomfort, you would never want to follow it. And that is very, very true. 99% of people that turn to a spirituality, not so much religion, but a spirituality, is out of the obstacle that was caused to push them into, like a letter from truth to untruth, to push them into the right path, right guru. So it is a blessing in disguise. And their push is much better than the push we get from the world with no purpose whatsoever, because there is always obstacles in the world, in life, right? But this one has a purpose. This one makes you frustrated, makes you unfulfilled, makes you discontent until you start having serious questions. And that's when you get guided. That once you are doing it, once you find your path or your ways, whatever it is, and you really grab it and you try to put it in day-to-day life, then there is nothing but blossom and an expansion.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Want to also say I love you so much?
I love you too, very much.
Hello, this is Adrian. I'm sorry I didn't sign in on Slack. I didn't know how.
Uh-huh. Who was it? You got cut off.
Adrian in San Diego.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh, Adrian. I was thinking about you.
Oh,
you
we were.
Me?
Oh. Well, I had a dream, and I just all I want to do is tell you about it. And then when you asked for divine dreams, I thought I should say it, tell you.
Yeah, I never do ask about divine dream except for tonight.
How did you get this number?
Oh, let me tell you the story.
Yes,
I had a dream.
I'm thinking about you. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Okay, go ahead.
I had a dream about a month ago, and I was embracing somebody, and they just felt like pure light. Like, it felt so good. Like, the warmth was just flowing into me, and I just didn't ever want to let them go. And I don't know what they were saying. They were saying something like, something about how people never get invited twice. And I thought it was a visit saying goodbye from Baba because I had left Reno.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, you know, I accept that. Thank you. You know, and then I was sad. And then about a month later, Kamud just messaged me on Facebook and said, do you want to call in?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I felt so lucky because being invited twice to such wisdom is such a gift that I realized.
Oh, that is beautiful. You see how divine works? Kumud, what an instrument you are.
Uh-huh.
Because
yeah.
I was thinking about her. This is what how I was thinking. I was saying, I wonder how she's doing. I need to call her to see how she's doing. Not too long ago. Wow.
So, I've been going to Bible study and learning a lot about Jesus, but I don't have this wisdom.
Yes, honey, I know. I know. Listen, Jesus was wisdom.
Yeah.
But the only way to find his true wisdom is to travel within your own self now. Nobody can offer it because they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know it. So yeah, that's great. So how is our little boy doing now that he's a big boy?
Well, he's a teenager. He's a little,
yeah.
He's got the teenager. He's doing a pilot
mm-hmm.
license. So he's not here right now, otherwise I would have him talk to you.
Well, Adrian, I want you to know that I got very, very excited for your return.
That's amazing. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the chat again.
Hi, Dom. It's your little flower. I just have this quote that goes so much with what Adrian said. And you said, the source celebrates when there is a sincerity to go back home. It celebrates. It says, my child had been wandering a lot, and now I must welcome her back home with a red carpet welcome. Yes.
That's what I was going to say.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. The giving of that source is endless. It is so endless. It is so endless and so selfless, that source, that if the child on the way back home keeps deviating, it would set him free to deviate. That's a true love. they don't call it that in the world, because we all have deviated and came back again and really have sincerity now. So sometimes through the pitfall of the way back home, the success of those that the sincerity is not one point, it comes. So even in that, it gives freedom of movement without rules and regulations. It is unconditional and it's the mirror of ourselves.
Yes, yes, yes. I was going to say that, but then I said I don't need to, and then you read it. When was it said?
This was in Portugal. You said it in Portugal 2 years ago.
You're making me cry.
Good. It's a good cry.
Yeah.
Well, that was a very good, joyful chat tonight. And anybody else would like to share and inspire all of us?
Tatiana, it's Hermine
yes.
again.
Yes.
I was going to ask you about being being intimate with your body or with your mind, because I remember when my son was sick, although it was very emotional for me, but I could stop, I could do all my practices, and I could be in peace. But when I have pain this time, I couldn't do that.
No,
I couldn't have peace.
Yeah, it's much harder when you have that much pain, but it's not impossible. You can heal yourself, I'm telling you. Do you have pain right now?
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, take your attention, let it be, and take your attention off of it, and just be with us now.
Sure.
And forget about a moment after that. Just to stay now. Stay with us now. And try to not remember and remedy it. Just forget the whole thing.
Sure.
For now. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Aziza. Thank you so much.
Sure. Very welcome.
So then I have a question about obedience to the self. Is that
mm-hmm.
You've said things about that a lot of different times, but never with a lot of detail. I was wondering, is that the same, that obedience to the self, is it the same for everyone? Is there anything that you can tell me about the obedience to the
yeah.
self?
Yes. Obedience to the self is when you try to listen in silence more than try to listen to the thoughts. That's obedience to self. When you begin to encourage your intuitive all-knowingness by giving your ears to it more often than all the bombarded information that you get from outside, of ideas that you have believed in your mind. That's obedience to the self.
we have shut down as a humanity our intuitive promptings by allowing our senses only to wander around like a vagabond and get information from another blind person that does not know about his own intuitive self. And this has to be reversed. And in order to reverse it, you have to have keep your own company or keep the company of your guru that encourages you to do that. And you go from the outgoing life, which is completely at the mercy of changes, to a more stable, sure-footed, intuitive movement of life. I remember one of my relatives were pregnant, and I think I have it in I Am the Child book because of that. And she was reading so many books about children, how to do this and to do that. And I told her, I said, the mother instinct is ingrained in the mother before they are even a mother. Rely on that. In other words, instead of getting all this information from outside, connect with your own silence. Connect with your own knowingness. And then act from there.
Thank you so much, Kala.
Sure.
I had an experience of that Golem yesterday when my body wasn't doing too well. And the most fascinating part of it was that at every turn, I would just turn to either some recording, and that my body and I would just rest and go into complete solace with your words. And I was so joyful, even though my body was acting kind of crazy. But it was such a beautiful demonstration of how you say to serve that master and to be obedient to it. And it just, it was like, it was constantly keeping me company all throughout the day. And it was just the most incredible, incredible feeling that really took away every other part of it from it. And I'm so appreciative to you for that, Gola.
Yes, exactly. That you gave a beautiful example. You could have called all your friends and relatives and ask them what you can do when you pull a tooth. What do you do with the pain? But you didn't do that. You fed yourself very deeply, and you brought a joy where could have been a mental gymnastic.
If anything, I did everything I could to not ask my relatives because I knew that would have been a horrible disaster. But the breaks I would take to my break, I would still work on divine work. And I was so joyful. I mean, I can't even tell you. I was so joyful when I would finish something and then I would go back to my bed. And then after a few more hours, I would come back and do some other stuff. And that's how I got the thing with the loyalty and the obedience to the self, because I felt like, wow, that's where my true obedience is, regardless of what my mind is doing, regardless of my body, what my body's doing. It was such a beautiful, beautiful demonstration of that for me, and I'm so grateful for you, Golem. I say this to you all the time, but honestly, to live this life without you, there would be no use for it, no purpose for it. So I'm so grateful that I recognize that now.
Yeah, I'm very grateful you recognize, not only you recognize, but you live it. What's the use of recognizing if you don't live it? Well, there is a use, but
I just wanted to emphasize on your.
You wanted to encourage me.
Yeah, yes.
Is there anybody else that would like to say something that they're hesitant?
سلام سجام، من میترا هستم. سجام ببینیم، من مثلا خب یعنی از وقتی که دیگه با این درس ها بودم خب خیلی تلاش میکردم دائما من سکوت باشم، نمیدونم حالا مدیتیشن یا تو رفتارم قبل از هر چیزی ببینم مثلا تو با دیگران، که مثلا خب الان تو این شرایط که میخواد حرف بزنه، ایگو میخواد حرف بزنه یا قلبم میخواد حرف بزنه، و خدا روشه خوب خیلی کمک بوده برام. ولی یه چیزی که واقعا من هنوز باش مشکل دارم کوشنینگه، یعنی وقتی که میخوام حالا مثلا توی سکوتم یه چیزی بپرسم یه جوابی بگیرم، فورا این مغز من اینقدر فضوله که فورا میپره میخواد یه جواب بگه و من اصلا دیگه من کلا ناامید کرده از این چیز که من بخوام یه جوابی رو از قلبم بگیرم. حالا میخواستم در مورد اون سوال کنم که من واقعا باید چیکار بکنم با این ذهن، یعنی فکر میکنم باید فوری یه جوابی بده، در صورتی که خب اینجوری نیست.
از سکوتت بیشتر اضافه کن و اصلا جواب گرفتن بلکن.
اوکی.
فعلا رو سکوتت کار کن.
باشه، چشم. باشه. نه. خیلی هم ممنون. خیلی دوستتون دارم عزیزم.
من هم همینطور عزیزم.
Benefited a lot in my relationship with others. I wait and ask myself, is this the ego wants to talk or is my heart? And it has been very helpful. But I still have an issue, and I see that when I go to silence and contemplate to get an answer from my heart, my mind is so rapidly jumping ahead and wants to give an answer, doesn't let me to a point that I'm getting disappointed that I not contemplate to get my answers from my heart. That answer, add to your silence and let go of getting the answer. Just work on your silence.
Sana John, what time is it? What?
6:45.
Okay, let's do a short meditation and then we say goodbye. If there is no other questions. Let's just practice what we're trying to talk and have a first-hand experience of it rather than to talk about it. Let's close our eyes. Or if you rather have it open, it's fine too. As we are breathing in and out, we let the body relax more and more and sink deep and deep. Now bring your attention to silence within yourself. Just bring the attention, let the attention sink downward. and just have a very sharp gaze on the silence. Even there is a noise in the mind or outside, keep the attention on the silence. Let it not slip away. And if it does, find the silence. And just carelessly, without a care, without a motive, without a goal, without a reason, and without memory, freely, abundantly, stay in your own perfection that is beyond your personality. Just stay. Not this or that. Feel the expansion of the silence, that it just is, without a border, beginning, or an end. Silence is our home. It really is. If there's no thought or need of it, this is our true nature. Let us remember that every situation in day-to-day life, that there is an eternal, most peaceful, the highest sense of existence that is available eternally, infinitely, that has healing power, is full of omniscience, all knowingness, With this knowledge, may we never feel alone, but full of blessing and grace. Good night, everybody.